Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations from Ekta Nagar in Gujarat on birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel. Emphasizes spirit of unity for achieving vision of Vikasit Bharat. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve differences in some areas along the LAC. Festival of Lights, Deepavali being celebrated across the country with traditional fervor and gaiety. India supports UN vote to end economic embargo on Cuba. And in wrestling, Mansi Ahlawat clinches bronze medal in women's 59kg category at Seniors World Championships in Albania. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the spirit of unity and warned countrymen against divisive powers that aim to break the integrity of the nation. Addressing the Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations in Ekta Nagar Kevadia in Gujarat on the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, the Prime Minister underscored that the spirit of national unity is crucial for achieving the vision of Viksit Bharat over the next 25 years. He stated that during the last 10 years, his government has been constantly strengthening the spirit of one nation in all its policies and decisions.
आज वन नेशन वन आइडेंटिटी यानी आधार की सफलता हम सब देख रहे हैं. हमने वन नेशन वन टैक्स सिस्टम जीएसटी बनाया. वन नेशन वन पावर ग्रिड से देश के पावर सेक्टर को मजबूत किया. हमने वन नेशन वन राशन कार्ड से गरीबों को मिलने वाली सुविधाओं को एक साथ जोड़ दिया. हमने आयुष्मान भारत के रूप में वन नेशन वन हेल्थ इंश्योरेंस की सुविधा देश के जन जन को दी है. हमारे इन प्रयासों के तहत ही अब हम वन नेशन वन इलेक्शन पर काम कर रहे हैं.
Emphasizing national unity, the Prime Minister said there are several challenges before the country that are posing a threat to the unity and security of the nation. The Prime Minister urged citizens to remain vigilant and to embrace the spirit of India's unity in diversity.
भारत में बढ़ते एकता के भाव से कुछ ताकत है, कुछ विकृत विचार, कुछ विकृत मानसिकता है. कुछ ऐसी ताकतें बहुत परेशान है. भारत के भीतर भारत के बाहर भी ऐसे लोग भारत में अस्थिरता भारत में अराजकता फैलाने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं. वो भारत के आर्थिक हितों को चोट पहुंचाने में जुटी हैं. अर्बन नक्सलियों के इस गठजोड़ को हमें पहचानना ही होगा. हमें देश को तोड़ने के सपने देखने वाले को पहचानना होगा.
Prime Minister Modi said new history is being scripted in the country and India is emerging as a global leader. He highlighted that India today is a country which is progressive, inclusive, sensible and on the path of rapid development despite unstable global situations. Recalling the valuable contribution of Sardar Patel towards unifying the country, PM Modi said the 150th birth anniversary of Sardar Patel would be celebrated throughout the country over the next 2 years.
इस बार का एकता दिवस एक और वजह से भी विशेष है. आज से सरदार पटेल का 150वां जन्म जयंती वर्ष शुरू हो रहा है. आने वाले 2 वर्षों तक देश सरदार पटेल की 150वीं जन्म जयंती का उत्सव मनाएगा. ये भारत के प्रति उनके असाधारण योगदान के प्रति देशवासियों की कार्यांजलि है. 2 वर्ष का ये उत्सव एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत के हमारे संकल्प को मजबूत करेगा.
Earlier in the morning, the Prime Minister offered floral tribute to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar. He also administered the Ekta Divas pledge to the people and witnessed the Ekta Divas parade. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today paid floral tributes to Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at his statue at Patel Chowk in New Delhi on his birth anniversary. Members of Parliament, former members of Parliament and other dignitaries today paid floral tributes at the portrait of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan on the occasion of his birth anniversary. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve the differences in some areas along the line of actual control, LAC. As a result of the talks, a broad consensus was developed on the basis of equal and mutual security. He said this after virtually inaugurating the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel and Major Ralingnau Bob Cutting Museum of Valor at Tawang today.
ग्राउंड सिचुएशन को रेस्टोर करने के लिए आपस में ब्रॉड कंसेंसस हुई है यह कंसेंसस इक्वल और म्यूचुअल सिक्योरिटी के बेसिस पर डेवलप हुई है जो सहमति बनी है उसके अंतर्गत ट्रेडिशनल एरिया में पेट्रोलिंग और ग्रेजिंग के अधिकार भी शामिल हैं इस सहमति के आधार पर डिसएंगेजमेंट का प्रोसेस लगभग पूरा हो गया है और हमारा प्रयास होगा कि बात डिसएंगेजमेंट से भी आगे बढ़े
Mr. Singh said the statue of Sardar Patel in Tawang will inspire people, reminding them of the strength in unity and the unwavering spirit required to build a nation as diverse as India. He said that holistic development of the nation is possible only when the Northeast region prospers. He said the government will create a Northeast that is strong and prosperous, not only naturally and culturally, but also economically. The Defence Minister carried out the inauguration from Four Corps headquarters in Tezpur, Assam. He was supposed to visit Tawang but could not due to bad weather. The political heat is rising in poll-bound Jharkhand as the ruling JMM and the opposition BJP are trying to garner the support of the people. Jharkhand BJP election in charge and Union Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said if BJP is voted to power, they will implement the National Register of Citizens, NRC, in the state. Mr. Chauhan said the Chief Minister Hemant Soren-led government in the state is responsible for infiltrators.
JMM और कांग्रेस की सरकार के रहते हुए झारखंडवासी सुखी नहीं रह सकते झारखंड में आज घोर अंधकार झारखंड में कुशासन का अंधकार है झारखंड में भ्रष्टाचार का अंधकार है झारखंड में विकास ठप पड़ा हुआ है झारखंड में कानून और व्यवस्था पर अंधकार छाया हुआ है झारखंड में रोटी और माटी संकट में अंधेरे में
On the other hand, JMM General Secretary Supriyo Bhattacharya alleged that BJP is misguiding people in the name of development.
भाजपा के पॉलिटिकल लीडर्स के फेल्योर के कारण अब भारतीय जनता पार्टी को लास्ट एफोर्ट के तौर पर उनका इन्वेस्टिगेशन एजेंसीज जो है उनको सामने लाना पड़ रहा है अब वो पॉलिटिकल टूलकिट के तौर पर सामने आए
Assembly elections in Jharkhand will take place in two phases. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 13th of November, while the second phase polling will be on 20th November. Counting will take place on 23rd November. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Festival of Lights, Diwali, is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth, Lakshmi, on the occasion. In Madhya Pradesh, every street, locality, market and house of the state has been illuminated. Our correspondent reports that people are celebrating the 5-day Festival of Lights with great enthusiasm.
Fireworks are in the sky and the lights of earthen lamps are spread on the ground in Madhya Pradesh. People are getting very excited about Deep Parv in all the major cities of the state, including capital city Bhopal. Orchha, the city of Raja Ram and also known as the Ayodhya of Madhya Pradesh, has been decorated with thousands of lamps. On the other hand, Deepavali Puja was first performed in the Mahakal Temple of Ujjain today. Madhya Pradesh is also celebrating the Foundation Day tomorrow, so the attractive lighting in all the government buildings has increased the splendor of Deepavali even more. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
In Bihar, people are preparing for Deepotsav at several places in Patna, Muzaffarpur, Bhagalpur, Gaya, Darbhanga and other cities and towns. More from our correspondent.
In Munger, a grand Deepotsav was organized on the eve of Diwali on the banks of River Ganga in Kalyanpur, where more than 8.5 lakh diya were lit by people, making this Diwali an special occasion for contractual staffs of Land Reforms and Revenue Department and contractual engineers working in different departments. The state government has decided to provide a handsome hike in their remuneration and salaries with retrospective effect. In view of deterioration air quality index in several cities, Environment Minister Dr. Prem Kumar has appealed people to celebrate Diwali as a green Diwali.
We will use harit patakon ka upyog karein jaakar jisse pradushan kam hoga aur ratri 8 baje se ratri 10 baje tak iska upyog kiya jana hai. Hum raj ke bhai bahanon se appeal karna chahe ki maniya sarvoch nyayalay dwara rit yaksh ka sankhya jo usme rashtriya harit adhikaran jo NGT guideline diye gaye uska palan karna hum sabko ki zimmedari hai.
Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
Karnataka is in a festive spirit as people celebrate Deepavali with joy and devotion today. Across cities like Bengaluru, Mysore and Hubli, homes and streets are beautifully adorned with lights and diyas as families come together for prayers, share sweets and exchange gifts. More from our correspondent.
The day began with the traditional oil baths and temple visits. Many devotees gathered at the Chamundeshwari temple in Mysuru and the ISKCON temple in Bengaluru for special prayers. An increasing number of families are opting for eco-friendly celebrations using clay lamps and minimizing fireworks to reduce pollution. In Bengaluru, iconic buildings like the Vidhan Sautha and Rajbhavan are illuminated with the vibrant lights, adding to the festive ambience of the garden city. This is Pondumon from Bengaluru for Akashwani News.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated Sri Gopalananda Swami Yatrik Bhavan at the famous Kashtabhanjan Hanumanji Temple in Salangpur, located in Bhotad today. Built at a cost of 200 crore rupees, the new guest house will be equipped with all state-of-the-art facilities and will have 1,100 rooms. The nation is remembering former Prime Minister Indira Gandhi on her death anniversary today. Congress leader Rahul Gandhi and other senior party leaders paid tributes to the former Prime Minister at Shakti Sthal in Delhi. A cultural program was also organized at Indira Gandhi Memorial. In a social media post, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge also paid tributes to Indira Gandhi. India has extended its support for a Cuban resolution at the United Nations calling for an end to the long-standing U.S. economic, commercial and financial embargo on Cuba. During a recent debate, India's first secretary at the U.N., Sneha Dubey, underscored the damaging effects of the embargo on Cuba's economy and people. She stated that as the world's largest democracy with a commitment to multilateralism, India stands with this assembly in its unambiguous rejection of domestic laws having extraterritorial impact. In a vote held by the UN General Assembly, 187 nations backed the resolution, with only the United States and Israel opposing it. In wrestling, India's Mansi Ahlawat has clinched the bronze medal in the women's 59-kilogram category at the Seniors World Championships in Tirana, Albania. Mansi defeated Lawrence Borgard of Canada 5-0 in the bronze medal match last night. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi leads Rashtriya Ekta Divas celebrations from Ekta Nagar in Gujarat on birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, emphasizes spirit of unity for achieving vision of Vikasit Bharat. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh says India and China have been holding talks at both diplomatic and military levels to resolve differences in some areas along the LAC. Festival of Lights, Deepavali being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety. India supports UN vote to end economic embargo on Cuba. And in wrestling, Mansi Ahlawat clinches bronze medal in women's 59kg category at Seniors World Championships in Albania. And with that, we end the midday news.